Show. We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you. This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Well, hello, my listening friends. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to live the life of your dream. Now, I am really, really excited because as we have grown the show, we are now in a new market. But the people that have heard my show for the last 6 years and from Daytona all the way to West Palm are going to be really, they're going to know what we're up against here because we have Andrea Beeman on the show today. But for those of you who are new in the Jacksonville and surrounding areas, let me tell you, you're going to be in for a treat because we always discuss how to take our life back. And so today, we have internationally renowned health coach, author of Happy Healthy Thyroid, Health is Wealth, and a number of other books, Andrea Beeman. And the last time she was on the show, or the first or second time she was on the show, we strategized, like Andrea said, you know, you can really see things on yourself. You can see yourself way before signs and symptoms, before you are diagnosed. What? I said to Andrea, what? Just like that. And she said, yes, if you just take out a mirror, you can see signs and you can be your own healer. Wow. You are your own healer. So I asked Andrea to do the show before so you could listen to the first time we did the show on whenyouneedafriend.com. But I asked her back because we have expanded and I want to be able to build people up and grow a little faster than we have in the last 6 years. Like, I want to give a crash course on my dream team. So you're going to be hearing a lot of the people that are regulars on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So Andrea Beeman is on today because she is going to teach us how to see potential health issues before they manifest into disease. So now make sure today you grab a mirror or make sure your phone is on mirror or whatever it is that you can do. And we're going to learn and grow. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Andrea Beeman is here to do just that. Welcome back, Andrea, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Good morning, sister. How are you doing?
I am doing great. And I want to thank you for being part of my six-year anniversary on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. It was a nice surprise to hear your voice on the other side. So thank you.
Oh, well, congratulations. I mean, you're doing great work in the world. You know, I wish you another 60 years on the air.
And if we continue doing what we're doing, maybe. But share a little bit about your background, Andrea, and why you do what you do.
Well, I do what I do because I was sick, right? So it takes sickness for people to understand there has to be another way to wellness.
Yes.
And I was, when I was growing up, I was always sick. Immune system crashing, you know, unwell, overweight, you know, like bouncing around, high weight, low weight, you know, yo-yo dieting. And it took an illness to stop me in my tracks and say, okay, you better start taking care of yourself because enough of this nonsense. And I was diagnosed with hyperthyroid and I had a goiter. And my doctors had recommended radioactive iodine and then be on medication for the rest of my life. And that's when I woke up.
Mm.
I said, okay, I can't do this. This is not, I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life. I want to be healthy. At the time, I was a young kid. I was 28 years old. And that was my wake-up call. And I'm so grateful for my disease because it really has helped me to look at the world in a whole new way.
But isn't that true? Gratitude mm-hmm. for everything makes everything better. And not only that, it helps you find purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
So at what point did you decide, you know, this is what I'm going to do for a living?
Well, when I healed myself.
Yes. Yes.
When I healed my condition naturally, I was like, oh my gosh, other people need to know this information. And that made a total 360 for me.
Hmm. Okay. So when you decide to do this naturally and not go the traditional path with radioactive medicine or with medication for the rest of your life, did you have a lot of people say, oh, you're crazy? You shouldn't do this?
Yeah, of course. but sometimes you just have to look past that and follow what your gut says. Follow your gut instincts.
Absolutely. And you know, everybody has a yellow brick road and a gut instinct. And we're going to talk with Andrea Beeman today, internationally renowned health coach, about how to visually diagnose ourselves years before a potential illness. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Andrea Beeman. She is going to teach us the art of visual diagnosis. So, Andrea, I am ready. I am ready for you today. I've got my phone that I'm going to flip over and it's going to be a mirror to me. And I don't know, Brian, are you ready for this, Brian? Brian is our cool operator, our cool board operator. And so Andrea, what is the first thing that we need to look at in our body to see if we have a potential disease? Explain a little bit about visual diagnosis.
Oh, I'll explain it a little bit. Okay, so when I was first diagnosed with my condition, the doctors looked at the large goiter that I had on my neck and they said, okay, you need this radioactive iodide and synthroid, right?
Yeah.
And then I went to see a natural healer who was versed in the art of visual diagnosis. And he sat me down and he looked at my eyes and he looked at my skin and he looked at my face and he looked at my nails. The last thing that he looked at was my goiter in my neck. And he said to me, he goes, your goiter, you can heal in about, 5 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, within 5 years, you're going to have full blown breast cancer in both your breasts. And I was like, what?
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes. I said, are you kidding me? And you know, it perked my ears up because my mom had breast cancer.
Did he know about this at the time?
No. No, he knew nothing about me. It was a visual diagnosis class. I sat down in front of him. It was at a conference and he just looked at me. And I totally get it because at the time, not only was I having, this goiter problem and hyperthyroid, I was also having horrible pain in both my breasts whenever I got my period. And I know today that horrible shooting pains is not normal. An uncomfortable feeling is normal. Maybe a little bit of swelling is normal, but horrible pain, you know, where you have to take like Midol and Tylenol and all that stuff to help you get through the first 2 days of your period is not normal.
Now, was the pain coming from? I just want to ask.
Oh, the pain was coming from blood stagnation, right? When energy is not moving in the body, there'll always be pain. So I'm sure you've seen an acupuncture chart, right?
Yeah, but I haven't studied it, but I've seen it.
Yeah, it's that the it looks like the body is surrounded in a network of energy, right? Or pathways that travel around
yes.
the body.
Yeah.
So this is energy medicine. And if any one of those pathways gets stuck or congested, or it's not getting the nutrients that they need in the form of qi, which is energy, and blood, mm-hmm. There'll be pain. Pain is an indicator that something is not moving. So I was having pain, horrible, my uterus was in pain, my breasts were in pain.
Okay.
So it really forced me to listen. And he said to me, he says, okay, he said, stop eating frozen dairy. And at the time, I was eating frozen yogurt every day.
Ooh.
You know, I didn't tell him what my diet was, nothing. And I thought that was so interesting. I was like, how does he know that I'm eating frozen yogurt every day or some type of frozen dairy?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is that cold food actually slows the blood. Like if you're having cold stuff all the time, it causes like... like if you think about when you go outside and it's cold and there is this purple that happens on the fingertips or purple that happens on the lips,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's so cold that the blood is no longer moving to those areas or is slowed down to those areas and you're starting to get stagnation. It's one of the reasons why when somebody gets frostbite, they'll lose a finger because the blood that couldn't get to that spot. So when we eat frozen food and cold food, it actually starts to slow down the blood. Unless you have a really hot system and you can handle that kind of cold. But I didn't have a hot system. I had a cold system and I was making it even more cold with the frozen dairy.
Mm.
Really fascinating.
But you know, how did you know you had a cold system and not a warm system? How do you determine that?
Oh, like a hot system, you'll see red, you'll see inflammation. You know, the body is always talking, but my system was pale. It has a tendency toward being blue and purple colors, which showed blood stagnation. So my system was way too cold. And, you know, life is warmth and
yes.
death is cold, right?
Yes.
So if the system is too cold, the energy will not move.
Mm. Okay. So when you're having these pains during your period, that's not normal. You should have a little discomfort, but shooting pains is not normal.
That's correct.
Okay.
Shooting pains is like your body is trying to move something. It's trying to get it into gear and it cannot. It is literally stuck.
So the cause? Other than the blood stagnation, what causes the stagnation?
Well, a lot of things. If you're not exercising, if you're not moving your body, if you're sitting all day long, which is the, you know, what most people in the American you know, our society, what we sit for most of the day.
Yeah.
We're sedentary, right? So that causes stagnation.
Well, and one of the things that I learned from one of the teachers on the show, Dr. Kahn, Joel Kahn, who's a cardiologist, he says sitting 8 hours a day is the equivalent of smoking a pack a day of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see that.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes. But go ahead, keep going.
Oh, yeah. So like if our systems are not moving, they're not getting the energy that they need, there's going to be pain, there's going to be discomfort, there's going to be growths that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the body will always talk to us. So like in Western medicine, the disease has to be there in order for them to see it. In Eastern medicine and energetic medicine, the disease does not have to be there yet because the body is always giving signs and symptoms.
Yes.
And I hear this all the time from clients and students. They're like, I had this sensation or I felt that something was wrong. I felt that something was going on. You know, I had a shooting pain down the back of my leg for 3 years, you know, and they told me it was sciatica. So like they know, people know the body will always give these little signs and symptoms that mm-hmm. something is not working right.
Yes. And sometimes it's a whisper. So
yeah,
we're going to talk a little bit about the whispers of the body. So what are some of the signs of the body and that would be considered a whisper?
A whisper would be like a tinge of pain that just pops up once in a while. That's a whisper.
Okay.
A little tinge. A discoloration that comes up to the top of the skin. You know, not a large discoloration, but like a little discoloration, like liver spots, right?
Okay. Or white spots of the, you know, like sunspots?
Oh, white spots are fungus. You know, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fungus on the skin, and that's that fungus shouldn't actually be there. Like, your skin should be covered in bacteria that helps to keep that fungus at bay. And people that are using antibacterial soaps or they're cleaning themselves too often, they actually wipe off their microbiome, their bacteria that's on their body naturally, and they'll have a greater incidence of fungal infections externally.
Hmm. And how do you remove that fungal infection?
Well, first you have to re-nourish your microbiome. So like all of the, take away all of the antibacterial soaps, we are obsessed with cleanliness.
Yes, yes.
Over-cleaning everything. We've over-cleaned our body and we don't even have our bacteria that's naturally on our skin. You know, like one of the ways that your skin gets bathed in bacteria is through the vaginal opening, through childbirth, natural childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone is birthed cesarean, they don't get that coating on their skin. They come into the world with a weaker immune system because they don't have that initial external bacterial coating.
Wow.
I know, it's fascinating.
They can't just take it from one area and put it in another area?
Yeah, they could. Like if Western medicine, when you went into the hospital, if you had a cesarean section and then they swabbed the inside of the vaginal canal and put it externally onto the baby after the baby was extracted via a cesarean section, the baby would be much healthier.
Wow. And they don't do that.
No, they don't even think to do that because it's not in, you know, it's not in the consciousness.
Wow. And I just figured it out without having a medical background. It can't be this tough. It can't be this tough, Andrea. Okay, so what else do you want to share about the skin? Let's look at the skin. The whispers of the skin.
Yeah, the skin is the largest organ in the body, right? And it'll always give you indicators that something is going wrong. So when you look at your skin, as you get older, the skin will have more and more things popping up, especially as the detoxification organs get congested, mm-hmm. right? So that's one of the reasons why liver spots will come up to the skin. You know, you see those large brown patches on people, and it's that the detoxification organs are congested. So this person needs to flush. They need more water. Probably lemon water would be great for them in the morning.
Okay.
As well as less sugar, right? Because the liver is responsible for the stored sugar, the glycogen, right? So if the liver gets congested, you're going to have more sugar actually being released, right? It can't do its job. So it's going to have more sugar being released at these times when you don't need them. And that's what those liver spots are. Generally speaking, this is like a caramelization, right? The sugar.
Wow. Okay.
Skin. It has to leave the body somehow.
So once it is on the skin, can we get rid of it naturally?
Not necessarily. You know, like you can stop them from coming up to the skin more and more, but you can't really get rid of the ones that are there. You know, that you'd probably need to peel your body, your layers of skin off, but that's really not so advised, right? Once in a while you do a loofah or something like that, but it's not going to take those spots away. And also other discolorations like yellow coming up to the skin, as well as yellow in the eyes, that shows that, you know, the jaundice.
Okay.
And this is well known in Western medicine, when the eyes become yellow, this is that you're having some liver trouble.
And that's the white of the eye turns yellow.
Yeah, the white of the eye turns yellow. As well as the skin turning yellow is also showing that there is some congestion in the liver. And, you know, the liver is, I'm focusing on the liver as just one organ system, but all of your organ systems talk. They all talk about something that's happening inside the body. So, like, let's talk about the kidneys. When there's kidney trouble, then they'll be black. Like a black color or a dark brown color that comes up, especially around the eyes. So when someone is drinking lots and lots of coffee and they're depleting their kidney energy, one thing that you notice is they get dark around the eyes.
Oh, so like dark circles under the eyes?
Yeah, dark circles under the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's showing that there is a deficiency, right? The energy is being depleted, so it's getting dark. As well as you can have dark under the eyes when the excretory system is not functioning well. You can also have dark around specific areas in the body when the excretory system is not functioning well, right? If somebody's constipated, there will be a darkness usually around the ankles.
Ooh. Interesting. Yeah. So if you have darkness in the eyes, what we normally do is go to the department store and get anti-puffiness and get anti-whatever. And so is there something we can do naturally to bring the darkness off the eyes?
Yes, of course. Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to nourish your organ systems, right? You want to nourish them more deeply.
Yes.
And the greatest thing that you can give your body is water. Greatest, right? Because water is going to carry all of your nutrients to every single organ, right? It's going to also help to support the blood making, blood making process.
Perfect. And hold that thought, because we're going to leave a cliffhanger here. I'm going to continue our conversation about visual diagnosis when we turn live worldwide with Andrea Beeman. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always grow and learn from one another worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Today's teacher is Andrea Beeman, and I have not mentioned this yet, but Happy Healthy Thyroid. I have a book for someone who wants a free copy. Be the fifth caller or texter, and you can get Happy Healthy Thyroid. And she's going to be sending some different books in the future, because we love having Andrea on the show, because she helps us learn about personal responsibility. So if you would like fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. That goes directly to my phone. 407-373-5959. Get your copy of Happy Healthy Thyroid. Very good book. So that's what we talk about on the show. We talk about taking 100% responsibility. Some people don't want to know that they have visual signs. And Andrea and I were talking about this during the break. You know, there are people that want to know and be proactive about their life. But that is what responsibility looks like. Many people think of responsibility as blame, shame, fault, or duty. No. Maybe you have used it like that. But responsibility is about taking your life back. It leads you to empowerment and freedom. So if you're ready to learn a little about that empowerment conversation, that responsibility conversation, then go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber and wait for that confirmation email, because once you confirm, you will get my mind body, you'll get access to my mind body spirit positive affirmation audio link and my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But that's not all that you get for free. You also get to listen to previous shows. Please check out my sponsors to see if there's something that you could use from them, because of them, this show is on the air. And you can go to my blog, get some discounts on my favorite. Grow with me. grow with me, most importantly. So we can grow together at whenyouneedafriend.com, Instagram, Lillian McDermott, Twitter, Lillian MCD, Facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. You can find me on demand. You can become a subscriber on demand and get it whenever you want on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and you can call and leave a message. If there's a show, a topic, somebody told you this is your diagnosis, and you want to know that there's a holistic way, a way that you can heal your body naturally without toxicity, I'll point you in the direction, but it's up to you to decide where you're going to go. The number is 407-373-5959. I've seen the texts are coming in already. Make sure that you are the fifth. So if you text once and you want to make that chance, just keep texting until you get that fifth caller or texter. You can leave a message and we'll get it in that order. So today we have none other than internationally renowned health coach, Andrea Beeman. And she is talking about visual diagnosis. The book is called Happy Healthy Thyroid. You can text me Happy Healthy Thyroid or call me and say, I want the book. Okay. So, Andrea, thank you so much for selflessly giving of your time and information. But before we went on our break, we talked about the dark circles under our eyes, right? Yeah. Our first reaction is to treat the symptom, which is, I'm going to bleach it out. I'm going to puff it out. I'm going to tuck it out. But you're saying no.
Well, I mean, you can treat the symptom. You can cover it up. But then you're hiding what's happening inside the body.
Yes.
And you want, you know, and this is how disease sets its starts its path to develop.
Yes.
So like the dark circles are saying, okay, listen, the kidneys or the detoxification organs or the excretory system need some support. And we go, okay, let's put some white cream on that. Instead of, oh, I need to take a walk. I need to drink water. What if I eat beans, right, to support the kidneys? Beans and seaweeds are wonderful for kidney support. And then, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to eat like a good meal and then wake up the next day and be like, oh, look, my dark circles are gone.
Yes, yes.
It works.
Yeah, it takes this long to get you there. How is it going to take you one night to get off? You have to be patient with our body, and it's not a one-time fix. It's a lifetime change.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So what about bloodshot red eyes?
Okay. Anytime that you have red anywhere on the body, think heat, think inflammation. So when somebody has red bloodshot eyes, there is some heat and inflammation going on inside those systems inside the body. So let's say you are out drinking alcohol all night, which we all know is fire water. You drink mm-hmm. alcohol and it's bringing some heat directly into the body. It's also going to, for some people, cause inflammation with the liver and with the kidneys.
Sure.
So the kidneys are responsible for the water element in the body. It's one of the reasons why you wake up and you are parched after a night of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
right? The alcohol literally will burn up the fluids inside the body. And, you know, that's something to be very conscious of. So when the fluids are burned up, you're going to have more heat. Just like when your fluid leaves your car can overheat. So when the fluids are burned up inside the body, you're going to have more heat, bloodshot eyes, as well as it's showing inflammation. Like if there is a spot of red in the eye itself, whether it's on the inner part of the white, this shows the back of the body. And if it's on the outer part of the white, it shows the front of the body. It's showing which, like we have bloodshot eyes, but sometimes there's like a red splotch inside the eye.
Uh-huh.
And it's never a good thing.
Well, I've got a little vein. What about veins?
Well, veins just show some stress on the circulatory system, right? So it's showing a little bit of inflammation on the circulatory system, but it's not showing like a red splotch like we've seen them. Like somebody gets punched in the eye, you're going to see a red splotch. But if somebody has not been punched in the eye and they get a red splotch, it's showing that an internal organ is in an extreme hot state.
Ooh.
Right? So then you have to go look at an eye chart and see which of the organs are associated to which part in the eye. And I'm not talking about the pupil and the color in the eye. I'm talking about the white in the eye. Those are all connected with different areas within the body as well.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, and even, like, well, even our eyebrows, everything talks to you. So like when people start to lose their eyebrows, and you see this a lot with older people.
Yeah.
It's showing that the life force is waning, right? So when somebody is losing their eyebrows at a young age, their life force is actually waning. Something's not being fed. The nourishment is not getting to where it needs to go. And one of the reasons is because eyebrows and hair on your head are not essential. So when an organ system is not getting what it needs, you're going to lose your hair. You're going to lose your eyebrows. You're going to lose hair on your, you know, on your body itself, because the system internally is not getting what it needs. So all of your energy is going to be diverted toward the bodily functions that are essential for life.
Okay, I just got to stop here because I'm getting so many texts. I want to acknowledge everybody that's sending texts. Thank you so much for listening today. I love the fact that you're listening, because this is a life-changing, every show could potentially be a life-changing show. Now, when you're talking about the life force, Andrea, and the hair that's leaving your eyebrows or the top of your head, what organ can we look at to heal at that point?
Well, you have to look at the whole body. But if you're looking at a specific organ, like for like eyebrow loss, you have to look at the adrenals. You have to look at the thyroid. You have to look at the kidneys. Hair loss in general, like strong kidney, people with strong kidney energy have a lot of hair, and they have very strong hair.
Yeah.
And then when the kidney and the bladder system within the body becomes weakened, you'll start to lose hair, especially right up at the temples. The hair will start to recede. And that's just showing that the kidney energy is getting weaker. Kidney energy, bladder energy, that's, people will get up and urinate in the middle of the night. That's another sign that the bladder energy is getting weak, as well as kidney energy. You're not supposed to urinate in the middle of the night. You're supposed to go the whole night, be able to retain your fluids, and then excrete in the morning.
And so if you are urinating in the middle of the night, I mean, we could do a 4-hour show with Andrea Beeman. I'm telling you right now, by the way, keep texting. The fifth caller or texter is going to get a copy of Happy Healthy Thyroid. Okay, so with that in mind, the hair, all of that, what can we do to start healing and bringing energy back into the kidney?
Okay. So the first part, like we have chi. Chi is just energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you are eating food, your food turns into chi in the body. It creates the energy that's going to feed all of your organs. So we have to go back to, what are you eating on a daily basis? So you know, like if you're eating junk food, if you're eating tons of sugar, if you're eating lots of stimulants, this is not actually going to feed the body in a deeply nourishing way. You'll get a little bit of energy, but you won't be deeply nourished. So a lot of, we have to take a step back and say, okay, what are people eating today? And what can they eat so that they can nourish their body more deeply? Are they eating whole foods? Are they eating wholesome foods? Are they eating completely refined foods? Are they eating fast food? Because you're literally going to become what you eat. You are what you eat.
You are. I love that. It is true. And you know, my registered service mark is, you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. You know what? Responsibility looks like so many different ways. And if you're willing to do whatever it takes, magic. That's when the magic happens. And we're going to continue our conversation. Please remember, I am not counting the texts right now. I just know that we're getting some. You could still be in line to get your book. Be the fifth caller or texter. 407-373-5959. And let's continue to grow together. We'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always dance during the breaks. Right, Brian? Yes, he's nodding his head yes, which works on television, not radio. He is nodding. I'm going to put a mic on him soon. Okay, so we are talking to Andrea Beeman. Andrea Beeman is like a Swiss Army knife of health coaches. There's a couple of health coaches that I just absolutely love, and Andrea is one of them. And I want to encourage you, my listening friend, to go to AndreaBeeman.com. That's AndreaBeeman.com. And if you want to learn more about how to heal naturally, especially, you know, if you can identify with having a thyroid issue, you don't take any medication now for your thyroid, huh, Andrea?
No medication.
No medication. You did it all naturally. What do you say to someone who has a thyroid condition and has had it for 12, 15 years?
I tell them that they have to be patient with their body's healing process, give the body the nutrients and the love that it needs, and it'll start on its own. It'll start to function again.
Okay. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you, my listening friend, you know, it's the fifth caller or texter. So keep texting just in case you're not the fifth or fifth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Okay, so we talked about the energy in bringing back the energy of the kidney. I would love to talk to more about body parts. Last time we did this show, you talked about when you do the L in your hand, like when you put your hand up in an L.
Okay.
About when you pinch that little web part.
That's the large intestine 4 spot. And if it hurts, then there's inflammation in the colon. And if it's discolored, then there's stagnation in the colon.
But so if you've been pressing on it and all of a sudden it's red, that's natural.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Brian, I just wanted to let you know that. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
If it's kind of brown colored, then the excretory systems aren't working well. If it's green colored, you don't actually want green anywhere on the body. It's a good color for aliens. It's not a good color for human beings.
And it's a great color for beautiful green eyes, right?
For green eyes, that's correct.
Okay.
But a green discoloration, not to be confused with a green shade, like an olive colored person, like from the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. but an actual green discoloration shows mutagenic cells are forming. So that's
okay. Can you say that in a way that we all understand? Mutagenic cell. You're talking about cancer.
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So we all have mutagenic cells. We all have cancer cells in our body. It's only when they start to accumulate, that's when they start to be problematic, right? Mm-hmm. So like I have cancer in my body right now. You have cancer. They're just cells. They're cells that their apoptosis has refused to die, right?
Yeah.
They don't have apoptosis. So they can be discharged, right? They'll be discharged, but when they accumulate and they start to multiply, that's when they become problematic. And there'll be a discoloration that pops up, and it's usually a greenish shade externally in specific areas on the body where you can see. So like, remember when I said the guy looked at me and he said, oh, breast cancer, you'll have breast cancer in 5 years?
Yeah.
He was looking at my meridians and he was looking at the discoloration on my body. Mm. And I believe that had I not changed my diet and my lifestyle, that I would have been another cancer victim.
Okay, so let's talk about the change you made for your nutrition. What direction did you go in, Andrea?
Well, I got off all the dieting nonsense, got off all the crap food and the refined foods, and I started eating wholesome foods, like real food that came out of the earth, right? Not out of the factory. Mm-hmm. Fruits, vegetables, fish, fats, meats, nuts, seeds, but wholesome, everything wholesome, naturally raised, organic, grass-fed, you know, not the food that people are eating today that's pumped with everything you can imagine, chemicals, colorants, you know, like every preservative that they put in a box to keep something alive, right? And actually, if you think about it, the concept of like food that doesn't die on the shelf, it could stay there for years and years and years.
Yes.
Right. So then you have a cancer cell. And I know that this isn't a cancer show, but a cancer cell is a cell that refuses to die. Right. They don't have apoptosis. So why are those cells there? How can the food stay on the shelf and not die? And why is this cell not dying? So there's we have to look at what's happening with our food supply. The food should die. There should be an expiration date on the food.
Right.
And if it's not, like a Twinkie, right? If you could have a Twinkie for 20 years, I wouldn't eat it.
Okay. That's great advice from Andrea Beeman here. You hear it on the Lil McDermott Radio Show. Okay. So We have our eyes. We've talked about our eyes, our hair. We talked about our hair, skin. What about our gums, our teeth, maybe in our mouth area?
Yeah, well, your teeth represent the kidneys because the kidneys are responsible for the water element and for the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So if the teeth are breaking down, it's showing a kidney deficiency. And the gums, you know, the gums bleeding, this is showing that there's no tone. You're losing tone. So you need vitamin C, right? It's astringing and toning. It'll help you tone. Vitamin C rich foods, berries, citrus fruits. As you know, the tongue also, I mean, my gosh, you get to do an entire show on tongues. You know, an expanded tongue shows that the muscular system in the body is flaccid. There's also no tone. A white tongue shows that there's possible fungus within the digestive system, as well as a hairy tongue. A black tongue shows kidney issues. A tongue that is bright red shows that the heart is inflamed, right? A red cracked tongue shows that there's inflammation, especially in the heart. So every single body part will tell you a story of something that's going on. You don't actually need to have the heart attack.
Yes.
Right? You can look at the tongue and say, okay, this person needs more cooling foods, fruits and vegetables, right? If it's red and dry and cracked, they need to work on the water element because the fire element is the heart in the body. And if the water element is out of balance, the fire will burn out of control and you're going to get a heart attack.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So I want to stop here because I know that you do workshops and seminars and do all that for my listening friend and your followers as well. Share a little bit about when your next workshop is and how we can get a hold of being a part of that.
Oh, well, I have a couple of fun webinars coming up. You can go to my website, www.andreabeeman.com. And I have a webinar on the, on the 13th. I have one on the 16th. And those are all about like helping you understand the body in a deeper way. It's for practitioners,
yeah,
but also people that are just curious. But it's mostly for health and wellness practitioners who really want to understand the body. And then I have my New Healers Master Coaching Program, and that's where I mentor you right through the whole entire bodily systems, and you get to understand it and do practice, and it's a lot of fun.
I tell you what, you are a lot of fun, my dear, and I absolutely love it when you're on the show. And this is the thing that we have got to do. After the show, we're going to do another recording and have it for only my subscribers so that we can have a more... because, you know, we can't solve the world's problems in 1 hour, right? So we need to, this is just enough information to get you excited that you can heal your own body. But we need to be patient, right, Andrea?
Yeah, patience is the key.
But then there's people that hear this information and go, I got to die from something. What do you say to those people? What do you say to those listening friends that have not just taken responsibility for their life?
Yeah, I say we are going to die of something. Nobody's getting out of this experience alive. But what I want to encourage people is that while you're here, make it the best experience possible so that you're not in pain, you're not suffering, you have the energy to do that you want, what you want to do, you have the energy to hang out with friends, go on vacation, really be enthused and excited about being in the world.
Yes, until you take that last breath, you could still be a part of the living. Live while we're here, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Well, Andrea, you are an amazing woman, and I am just so grateful that, you know, on one side of the coin, I'm so sorry that you had to go through the goiter and the thyroid experience and but what a blessing because you gave it purpose. So I want to acknowledge you for listening to your body and your intuition and learning a new truth and sharing it with the world. So thank you so much, Andrea. Did I lose Andrea? Oh, I think I lost her. And to you, my listening friends, this is just great live radio. Love it. And to you, my listening friend, you have a choice. You can take a pill, you can take responsibility. It's your choice. And remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. And I miss Andrea. I don't know why she didn't say ever with me. There we go.
individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps.